Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Workers who do difficult and dangerous work have zero paid sick days. Zero. You get sick, you got a mark against you, a couple of marks, you get fired.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was one of many progressives that were wanting to grant railway workers 7 days of sick leave amid the threat of a national rail strike that would cost billions of dollars per day and induce various supply chain complications across the country. On Thursday, the amendment failed to pick up the support it needed on the Senate floor. In an 80-15 vote, the Senate did pass a labor agreement in an effort to avoid the fast-approaching railroad strike. The bill, now headed to President Joe Biden's desk, aims to implement the agreement that was reached earlier this year between railroad managers and their workers and would take the fast-approaching strike off the table.
I think the public has a right to know. That's why we should pass legislation requiring candidates to do that. That's why every other candidate has, except, you know, who, and who shall remain nameless here.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressed her hopefulness for the public to get to see former President Donald Trump's tax returns, but says the decision will ultimately be up to the House and Ways Committee, which now has its hands on the documents. The prolonged battle for Trump's taxes comes shortly after the Supreme Court denied Trump's request to block the release of his taxes last month. A hearing was held in the Senate Agriculture Committee to discuss the collapse of crypto giant FTX. The Agriculture Committee has overseen commodity trading, which now includes some forms of cryptocurrencies. As a result, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission reports to the Ag Committee. CFTC Chair Rostin Benham testified on the collapse of FTX and is sparking debate on how digital currencies should be regulated.
Really, this goes to the point of a lack of regulation and a lack of insight into FTX and what was happening within the entity and whether or not anyone was identifying these issues.
The Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments and review the legality of Biden's student debt relief program next year. Biden's program would cancel federal student loan debt for millions across the country. The court's decision means debt forgiveness will remain blocked until then. Presidential hopeful Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, sat down in an interview with right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. In the interview, Ye demonstrated his admiration for Adolf Hitler and denied the Holocaust ever happened. Following the interview, several GOP figures condemned Ye's anti-Semitic comments. A Twitter account representing the House Judiciary Committee's Republican members deleted a tweet that seemed to praise the celebrity from earlier this year that read, Kanye, Elon, Trump.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.